Joan Salmond is the executive director of the Georgia SPCA, and they're taking in three of Michael Vick's dogs. Usually, after a dog fighting case, the dogs don't fare well. They often wind up euthanized. Hi, Joan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
How did you come to take in three of Michael Vick's dogs?
Well, we had offered, I'm also friends with Dr. Merck, who is the forensic vet who was on the case that did the ballistics when they exhumed the dogs and determined how some of them were killed.
Is that them in the background or other dogs?
No, those are other dogs. Actually, I've got one of the dogs with me here. I'm feeding him Scooby snacks. He's real quiet, though.
What's his personality like?
He's just real mellow. He's a little timid, but he's real friendly, and he's big. He's muscular. He's sitting here with his head on my lap because I'm feeding him these Scooby snacks, and he really likes those.
Dogs from dogfighting cases, do they usually break down into either the aggressive kind or the ones that are, you know, sometimes are bred to be bait, essentially?
Well, you know, sometimes they, out of this particular case, I know that only one of the 53 that were seized from the property had to be put down because of aggression issues. There are some that have aggression issues or weren't deemed what we call adoptable, and mm-hmm. they'll be living in sanctuary for the rest of their lives. They may have some aggression issues towards other animals.
The ones, now, on the question of unadoptable,
mm-hmm.
I've covered some of this in New York. I know it's very different from the urban areas to the more rural areas, but mm-hmm. in New York, where they just don't have the resources, I think the statistic was something like 6,000 dogs are put into essentially the pound, and 5,500 of those dogs are euthanized.
Right, and a lot of them down here are euthanized as well. Most times they don't get a second chance. When they come out of a situation like that, they're held for evidence, and then after the case goes to trial or whatever, they're euthanized. In this particular case, because it was so high profile, they brought in some people who were very knowledgeable about the breed, who did some evaluations and who considered, you know, a lot of these dogs were deemed adoptable. And the three that we took on are going to be fine as pets. You know, we are going to do some extra training with them just to, you know, as a precautionary measure. But these guys are fine, and they'll make good pets for somebody one day.
The dogs that are going to live in a sanctuary that are unadoptable, did they get that, I guess, stay of execution because they were high-profile Michael Vick dogs?
I think so, because usually there's nowhere to house these kind of animals. You know, he did pay restitution on these dogs, and the organization that is taking the 22 that are considered sanctuary dogs got about $400,000 for those that are unadoptable, and so they are building some sort of kennel situation for these guys, and I hope that you know, they'll also be working with them so that somewhere down the line some of those dogs may ultimately end up adoptable somewhere, you know, that they're not completely written off. But the three that we got, they show no signs of, you know, of anything, and gave no reason for anybody to be concerned with, but yet we're still taking extra precautionary measures because of the situation they came out of.
And do you do extra screening to make sure that no person for the totally wrong reasons, like celebrity dogs, want to adopt these specific dogs?
Right. Well, what we do is we have a screening process anyway. You fill out an adoption application, and when we do bully breeds, we don't have a lot on hand in general. We usually
bully
have
breeds like Rottweilers or
Rottweilers,
what's called pit bulls,
yeah. American Staffordshires, those type of dogs. And, you know, we do a little extra with those because of the breed. We want to make sure that they're being adopted for the right reason. And in this particular case, once these dogs are ready to be put on the adoption floor, after they've gone through some additional training, which we're just doing as a precautionary
mm-hmm.
thing, they're going to be mixed into the general population, and we aren't allowed. We had to sign off on a court order that we can't specifically say, okay,
yep.
this one is a Michael Vick dog.
Gotcha. Okay, Joan, we do have to leave it there. I want to thank you, Joan Salmond, Executive Director of the Georgia SPCA. Again, thank you, Joan. Thanks for joining us this hour. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.